It's time again for Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So I missed a week or two of movies once I was away, and once there were, in a nutshell, just no movies playing that I hadn't already seen or that I absolutely did not want to see, such as a horror film. But anyway, so this movie that we did see was one that I have, frankly, have not heard of, but it turned out to be quite a good film, and it's called The Drama. And the movie features Robert Pattinson, who's a pretty popular young British actor, and an actress named I think it's Zendaya. I'm not entirely sure how that's pronounced, but Zendaya. She too is popular and in a million things. So these are actors, young actor and actress who have made a name for themselves, and they do quite well in this film. Several of the critics have said it really is Zendaya's movie. I guess they both do fine jobs in acting, but she does a particularly nice job. Anyway, I'll just give you an overview of what the movie is about, and you can decide for yourself if you would like to see it. It seems to be set in New York City, and it concerns young people, well, not terribly young, but say in 20s, who meet one another by happenstance, a kind of a meet cute situation. And after a period of getting to know each other, they have decided that, yes, we are going to get married. However, meanwhile, they've been getting together with some of their friends. And one of the friends, several of those friends have said, oh, well, what we did when we got married was we sat around and kind of talked about the worst thing we've ever done. We're going to start off our marriage by sharing awful things that we've done, the most awful thing we've ever done. And they talk about what those most awful things are. And then when it comes time for the Zendaya character, whose name is Emma, I believe, for her turn, everybody is just shocked to their socks. Of course, I won't tell you what it is, but it is quite a shocking revelation. And it really impacts their whole relationship. And they're just about to get married. They're in the process of working out all of the details of the wedding, and it's looking a little iffy if in fact the wedding will happen. And again, I won't tell you whether it happens or not, but it's a nicely done movie. I don't think it's everybody's taste, and there were one or two critics who said, yeah, this is not so interesting, but others felt that it was partly humor, which I didn't frankly see. I didn't see the humor in it. Partly humor and partly drama and a certain amount of action. The movie itself is, in fact, a bit under two hours, and that's always a good thing in my book, because I always feel that if you have a movie that's too long, it's too long. It will not hold people's attention. It certainly won't hold mine, because I end up being just very sleepy. In any event, this was not too long, and I was a little sleepy, but I didn't fall asleep, and I kind of was awake for the whole thing, and there were a few surprises, what they called twists in there. There were some interesting, again, revelations about the two principal people and their two friends and a couple of other friends who figure into it. It helps if you are someone who actually likes Robert Pattinson and who actually likes Zendaya and feels that they're not just, you know, pretty young people, but they're fine actors, which they are. So I guess from that perspective, I can absolutely say, yes, you may not like the movie. You may find it kind of dark and disturbing, but you probably will, if you're a fan of these two young people, you will probably say, yep, this was a good movie, and they did a fine job, which is ultimately what I said. Anyway, so I will not talk any further about this movie. Again, but just give you the name one more time. It's called The Drama. It's playing in English at one of the theaters, but starting, and this is an interesting little bit of information, is that starting on the 16th, which is this Thursday, April 16th, is the beginning of the annual Festival du Cinéma du Monde à Sherbrooke, FCMS.ca. And it's always a very well-done schedule. And it's 80 films, 80, count them, 80 films in practically every language on the planet, including English. There are several in English. And they, at least this year, I'm not sure if this is always the case, but this year they have a really good schedule online. So if you go to fcms.ca, you get to all every bit of information you need to know about the film festival, what all the movies are, when they are, what language they're in, what they're about, and so on and so forth. And I honestly don't know how they managed to have all these showings of the film festival movies and still have regularly scheduled new releases, like movies like this one that I just mentioned, the drama, and the one from last week about the Ryan Gosling going up into space. They somehow managed to have all those movies plus 80 movies from the film festival. I would highly recommend the film festival. You probably wouldn't want to get to all 80 movies to begin with, but you also might find that even trying to get in several of the movies and other activities, of which, again, there are a number of activities, free and otherwise. There are family activities. There are competitions. It is really a hoot. It's good fun, and I would highly recommend supporting it and going to catch one or several of these movies that are competing in many, many different categories. So it's called, just so you don't forget, FCMS.ca, which is the Festival de Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke. Excellent, excellent way of finding some movies that you might not find just opening up at your movie theater on a weekend or something. These are really exceptional special movies. So that's what's happening beginning on April 16th and goes for a week. Goes right until April 23rd. So have a look online, fcms.ca, to see what is going on. And it'll give you the overview and, as I said, anything you wanted to know about the festival in English. So you don't have to worry about trying to understand what they're saying. If you are not an expert in French, it's all in English, and it's very, very, very well, it's very clear. So I guess that's what I have to say for this week, is that, yes, the movie was good, a little kind of unusual, kind of dark, but an interesting film and an interesting concept. And then there's the festival, which begins very shortly and goes for a week. And I would highly recommend that people try and take in at least some of those many movies that are showing. Anyway, okay, so I think that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good week. Talk next week.
Thanks.